Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Do you ever suffer from red, itchy, irritable eyes? I'll bet you do. Most people do. Every day my schedule is packed with folks who have chronic or acute history of itching, burning, or ocular redness. I'll briefly identify some of the major causes for you because we can sort them out together and we can treat them together. So it's very interesting because everybody bunches dry eye syndrome or blepharitis together and says, well, here's a drop. If that doesn't work, try another drop. Give me a break. Everybody's had this. The simple thing is to analyze it. Animals, even alligators, have tears, even though they're in the water. Those that don't have tears or don't make much tears have a membrane called the nictitating membrane. Older people who stop making the volume of tears end up having a blocked exit duct so that the tears they do make hang around. Well, the moral of the story is, what are tears? What's in it? Well, there's basically three layers. You have a mucus layer, a water layer, and an oil layer. Mucus, so it sticks to the cornea and becomes the front surface of the eye. Water, so it's the bulk and fluid and moves with nice low viscosity. And oil, like an oil slick on top of water, so it doesn't evaporate too readily. When any of these three components are out of joint, you end up with some disturbance, whether it's visual or purely irritating. And if it happens for a long period of time, then you're going to end up with red, irritable eyelids and a cyclic whirlwind kind of vortex of symptoms. Well, hydrating your body affects the water level. Avoiding things that are mucus formers like dairy will help the mucus level. And a balance between your omega-3s and omega-6 in your diet will help the oil layer. Omega-3s are very sparse in our diets unless we eat a lot of fish and the right kind of fish. So omega-3 is a key ingredient. But dry eyes or blepharitis or together, they are not a single entity. It's really a mystery. That's why we have Holmes and Watson. Watson was the doctor, the educated man, but he would jump at the first thing. Holmes was more of a skeptic and intuitive, and he would think about it. The two components of making a diagnosis are you, the patient, and the doctor. So you, the patient as a detective, has to share the details. 80% of diagnoses can be made by the patient. So that's the person who has to help out. Is my irritation, redness, or dryness worse at work? Is it worse when I get up in the morning? The later in the day, is it worse? Is it with reading? Is it in the car? Is it certain locations? The doctor, on the other hand, has to lead the questions in terms of the medical history. Do you have a dry mouth with this? Do you have arthritis? Can this be a systemic issue instead of just an ordinary eye issue? With that in mind, do you, the patient, take antihistamines, take drugs for libido and for depression? Do you take GI medications, prostate medications, erectile dysfunction medications? Or are you even taking eye drops on a regular basis? Even something as benign as artificial tears contains a quaternary ammonium group that can irritate your eyes over time. If you're a glaucoma patient, taking eye drops all the time, you're adding to that chemical sensitivity. The doctor should then look at the fluorescein pattern and how the color disperses on the tear film. Look at the tear breakup time. Use what's called a Schirmer tear strip to test the amount of watery tears. Examine the lid margin, the conjunctiva, which is in the inside of the lid and envelops around the eye, and actually even express the oil glands on the lower lid to make some presumption about the blepharitis or meibomian gland dysfunction. Well, who are the kind of people that can get both of these? Well, there are many dietary factors that are pretty obvious. Artificial sweeteners, sugar and soda, excess caffeine or alcohol, excess omega-6 with inadequate omega-3. Elderly obviously have it longer. Women, because of hormones and cosmetics. Environment, eye dysfunction from incomplete closure, staring, thyroid disease, even Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Occupational issues, exposing people to chemicals. Systemic diseases, especially thyroid with incomplete blinking. Previous eye disease. Postoperative surgery. LASIK, yes, LASIK, 22%, will have dry eyes for at least 6 months. Cornea transplants, neurosurgery, anybody who's asleep on the operating table, that's why the anesthesiologist tapes the lids closed. Contact lens wear is another mild threat to the tear film and therefore has to be considered. Extended wear contact lenses are even more dangerous. So obviously, be careful, know your symptoms. Well, what are we going to do about it? Okay, we got it. I get red eyes. I rub them once in a while. It comes and goes. Not big deal. Well, first, you want to eliminate inflammation. Erythromycin or bacitracin ointment at night for 2 weeks because you won't mind the ointment while you're sleeping. Many times a mild steroid like FML or a strong steroid like prednisolone 3 or 4 times a day for a week. We don't like to go with a strong steroid very long because it increases the risks of cataracts and glaucoma. Change your diet. Increase the omega-3s. Eliminate artificial sweeteners and as many sodas as possible. Decrease trans fats. Actually, your GI tract will be your guide. The Chinese say that the eyelids and the external eye are a mirror of the stomach, meaning what you eat is what is your eyes are going to look like. So eliminate inflammation, change diet, blink. That's pretty easy. If you sit by a computer all day, put a bottle of artificial tears at your side. That's just a reminder to blink. Drink water. The more water, the better, with some exceptions. You're not going to drink it all day long because you forget about it. Limit caffeine and alcohol. Minimize or eliminate drugs that can cause it. Every month, re-examine your drugs and even ask your pharmacist. There's a stepladder of therapies. First is artificial tears and drops. Second is Gentile gel because it's not an ointment. Ointments should be reserved at bedtime for those who wake up dry. Punctal plugs are plugging the outflow duct. Warm water in the morning and gentle massage of the lower lids to goose out the oily material and get rid of the scales. There are masks. There's contact lenses, which are excellent for short term. And there's Lacricert, a little pellet that will give you tears for 18 hours. So it's important to know that you, the patient, you, the person, and me as well, remember to blink, drink, and think. We should take the right antioxidants. We should know that both red eyes caused by dry eyes and blepharitis are related, and they're related to the diet and what we do. For more information, you may want to visit the Eye Care Revolution. I have a chapter on this, which gives people specific recommendations in much greater detail. Lying down to put eye drops in is always an excellent idea. People are afraid of putting them in, and when they do, they drip right out. The moral of the story is, lie down, use eye drops as needed, and periodically, this is going to happen to all of us. So I advise you to be part of the detective. Be the Holmes, not the Watson.